listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler. Police and fire crews remain on the scene of that horrific building fire in Sydney's CBD as 70 local residents remain unable to return home. Detectives are continuing to investigate the cause of the blaze after two 13-year-olds handed themselves in yesterday. It is believed there are others who may have been involved who are yet to come forward. Staggering findings in a new report on fruity-flavoured vapes sold across the counter. Forensic testing shows of the samples tested, they all contain between 5 and 15 dangerous substances, including arsenic and nicotine, which is illegal under current laws. These findings come after the federal government's announcement to crack down on the e-cigarette market. Woolies and Coles could face $10 million fines if they're found to have abused their market power. That's a proposal from the Nationals, who are willing to work with the federal government on their competition law reforms. And a passenger has caused chaos on a South Korean flight by opening an emergency door while still in the air. The plane was at an altitude of around 700 feet and about to land in the country's south when the man in his 30s pulled the emergency exit handle. At least a dozen of the 194 passengers on board suffered minor injuries before the flight landed safely. Checking sport, the Eels are now sitting just outside the top eight after sneaking past the Cowboys at CommBank Stadium last night. The home side taking the game 24-16 in a performance that will quiet the side's naysayers. Para coach Brad Arthur says there are still lessons to learn though.
Just got a couple of moments or some of our execution wrong at times, which put us under the pump at 18-6. We've probably done enough to kick on from there, but now we've just got to learn from it.
Tonight it is the Warriors and Broncos in the early game before the Rabbitohs take on the Titans. And the walking wounded at Carlton this morning after last night's 26-point loss to Sydney. Biggest worry is an ankle to Patrick Cripps. Today it's the Hawks and Saints at Marvel and the Dockers and Demons at the G. Melbourne captain Max Gawn reckons the team is ready for a confidence-boosting win.
I mean, you can only play who you got to play. I agree that we're not playing our best footy. The Essendon game, we deserved our right whack. We were nowhere near it. And I feel like every team's had one of those games at some point.